Francisco Bravo has a special relationship with pigeons.
This Aiden Michael, he looks so strong. And this one, my nickname is Cisco Kid. So it's Cisco Kid Jr.
He's showing me profile cards of his prize-winning birds.
Do you name all of your pigeons?
Just the winners.
Each one's got a side shot of the pigeon, its name, bloodline, and a massive close-up of one of the bird's eyes. His pigeons aren't like the ones that roam the streets. They're racing pigeons. He's been racing them for decades.
You know, I started when I was little, but it was just like, because I like them. I just saw something about them, you know.
Francisco grew up in Guadalajara, Mexico, where there's a big pigeon racing scene, one of the biggest in the world. And he learned how to train his pigeons from neighbors. Soon, they were soaring. That's the sound of thousands of pigeons being released. They're taken hundreds of kilometers away from their loft in big trucks. And when the gates open, they rush towards the sky like a swarm of locusts. It's intense to see, and even more intense for the birds.
They go through a lot of problems like hawks, cables.
Or the shifting of the Earth's magnetic fields, which Francisco said can cause them to lose their way. So when the moment comes, when they finally make it back home, it can be a thrill.
Once you see it coming to the, you know, to their house, to their home, it just like the adrenaline comes when you see them. So it's just, it's so much fun.
There's also the thrill of the money.
Gambling is so much money everywhere.
Before gambling on pigeons became such a big deal, these homing pigeons were valuable for an entirely different reason: mail delivery. In fact, the first ever pigeon courier service was right here on Catalina.
So the messages were written on little pieces of onion skin paper.
That's former Catalina Museum curator Johnny Sampson talking about how the pigeons delivered mail.
Which then would be folded into strips and wrapped around the pigeon's legs, like little bandages.
The pigeon service was started by the Zahn brothers. There were a couple of entrepreneurs trying to make their fortune in communications.
And it took them about an hour to fly these. So they'd bring letters or the news clippings for the Times. And in one case, I read that even the police were summoned when somebody spotted a wanted man.
But after 4 years, the Zahn brothers shut it down. It wasn't as profitable as they had hoped. A few years back, Francisco worked with the museum to revive this history. Using pigeons from Compton, he sent birds to deliver notes to the mainland. It was the first time in more than 100 years pigeons were used as carriers on Catalina. Afterwards, he wanted to help the museum set up a permanent loft with live pigeons. The city of Avalon was not on board.
The city is trying to get rid of them, to get rid of the pigeons and seagulls.
They've definitely done a good job. When Francisco and I took a walk on the pier looking for pigeons, there were only a couple black and gray ones sitting on a roof. Francisco knew right away why they were up there.
So there's a guy, the falconeer. So he has a falcon. So he releases them and then and they get scared. They go away.
We spot the falconer down the street with his bird.
That's one of our enemies.
The city's been employing these birds of prey to scare away stray pigeons. They say they're bad for tourism, so Francisco didn't want to press it.
I didn't want to get involved. I just want to just leave it there, you know?
While it's very unlikely, the street pigeons on the island are actually of a precious pedigree. Francisco doesn't rule out the possibility.
Because they've been here forever. They might have a little blood from those ones that they used to use to communicate the island with the LA. You never know.
Pedigreed or not, all pigeons have a defining instinct to return home, no matter how rough the journey may be.
And they still come. They still have the heart to come home. That's why there's another way that we love pigeons, because they're so in love to their home that they do the best to come home.
And that's the gamble of it all. Once the birds are off, you know they'll try their best, but there's no way to know if they'll make it back. Last year, one of Francisco's birds, Aiden, won a big race. He became a champion. So Francisco wanted to put him in another race to prove the first time wasn't just a fluke.
My friend, he told me, don't send him because he already won. But I always tell my friend, I want to have like a multiple winner.
He sent Aiden off. Aiden never made it home.
He got lost. It was a sad day for me.
a sad and costly mistake. Francisco has spent as much as $1,500 for one of his pigeons. Other racers have paid more than $1 million for a single bird. Still, Francisco is not giving up his dream of finding his next champion. For the Transom Story Workshop on Catalina, I'm Nock Blue.